presenting the adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Last week, after Queen Azura had declared Flash Gordon to be king of Blue Magic Land, she and Flash, Dale and Zarkoff started for her palace to make the formal proclamation. In the meantime, news was brought to Tall that Queen Azura was alive, having been saved by Flash Gordon. Tall swore he would kill her. As he started to meet Azura, pistol in hand, he was killed by the Black Lancer who brought the news. After Flash was proclaimed king, he and Dale and Zarkoff built a spaceship and started to survey the kingdom. Suddenly, the ship began to fall. Zarkoff calculated they were heading straight for the Earth, but he didn't have any idea just where they would land. These thrilling adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Big Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The spaceship containing Dr. Zarkoff, Flash, and Dale is falling away from the planet Mongo towards the Earth. But let's leave them for a moment. Come now with us to an island in the South Seas, down among the jungles of Malaysia. Two figures standing among the waving palms. One is a tall young white man dressed in khaki with a tropical sun helmet and a cartridge belt, an automatic 45 slung from his waist. He is Jungle Jim, beloved friend of all good men, no matter what their race or color may be. He stands wiping his perspiring brow as he talks to a powerful-looking native who is dressed only in a loincloth and a red turban.
Well, Cole, we're free again.
Yes, Master Jim. Bad white men almost killed us off for sure. We lucky be alive.
I'll say we are. I've been in some tough spots since I came down here in these jungles. But that encounter with that black snake Romney beats them all.
No good thing to be buried in ground to neck for ants to eat.
You said it, Cole. Burying us up to our necks and pouring molasses over our heads to attract the ants was one dirty trick. It's a darn good thing that native boy saved us and gave us these guns.
Yes, Master Jim. Bad white men no hurt us anymore.
No, Kolo.
What we do now, Master Jim?
We'd better be getting back to our own camp.
No have boat, Master Jim.
Well, let's look around. Romney must have a canoe someplace around here. Search that brushwood, Kolo. I'll look in these palms.
Yes, Master. Kolo, look deep.
Of course, if we can't find the canoe, we'll have to hike it. Find anything, Kolo?
No sea boat here.
Try over that way more, Kolo. Near the river.
Yes, Master. Kolo looks sea.
I'm sure he must have hidden one around here. No sign of it, Kolo?
No sea, Master Jim.
I can't find any trace of it here either. I guess it must be... Kolo!
Huh?
I found it. Come quick. Here's Romney's canoe.
Coming, Master.
And he even left paddles in it.
Good you find boat, Master. Better for us leave this place right now.
You're right, Kolo. Here, grab hold of one end. And that's it. Now heave. We'll carry it to the river. All right, Kolo. Let go. Get in the bow. That's right. I'll shove us off. You help with the paddle.
Yeah.
Now we're off. And goodbye to this place.
Quiet here. No Tuan around here.
No. It doesn't look like there's anybody around here, Kolo.
No Tuan bother us now, Master Jim.
That's right. Nobody will bother us for a while. Paddle a little harder, Kolo. I'm going around the bend. What's that?
Wild cat, Master.
Kolo, look. A white man near the shore. The wild cat has come off from his camp.
White Tuan see us, Master.
Help! Help! We're coming! Don't move! Whatever you do, don't move! Paddle! Paddle, Kolo! Paddle!
Hold it steady, Kolo. I'll get a beat on the cat.
Good shot! I say, how can I ever thank you?
Pull him ashore, Kolo. Don't try! Glad I happened along.
Let me give you a hand.
Oh, thanks. You were in a tight spot, sir.
Yeah. Bless my soul, I should say I was.
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Chalmers, the Reverend Manly Chalmers.
Pleased to meet you, Reverend Chalmers. I'm called Jungle Jim in these parts, and this is Kolo.
Delighted to know you both, I'm sure. Come and meet my wife. We pitched camp up there for the night. We're on our way to our new mission.
Mission? You work for one big fella master on top in the sky?
Yes, my friend. I am engaged in the work of God. But where did you learn of him? From Mr. Jim here?
Yes, Tuan. Also from other mission Tuan. Hear all about when die. Go on top along, good fella master.
Cole is a good boy, Reverend.
I'm sure he is. By the way, have you had your dinner?
Well, no.
Then you must come and have some with us. I've just come down to the river for some water when that wildcat sprang out from the bush and caught at me. I'll get the water now.
Leslie! What happened?
Quite all right, my dear. No cause for alarm. Oh. This young man just shot a cat.
Oh, I was so frightened when I heard the shot. I was afraid you'd run into bandits.
Mary, my dear, allow me to present Uncle Jim.
Oh, how do you do?
Pleased to meet you, ma'am.
And this is Kolo.
Kolo?
Yes, sir.
Oh, thank goodness it wasn't anything more serious than the shooting of a cat.
Yes, my dear. I've invited Jungle Jim to have dinner with us.
Why, of course. It'll come right on up to camp.
Oh, thanks, ma'am. Kolo.
Yes, master.
Pull the canoe well up on shore.
Yes, Master Jim.
Lonely bit of a place to have darkness overtake you, isn't it?
Yes, Reverend. But Kolo and I know our way around here pretty much. You're a stranger hereabout.
Yes.
That makes a difference.
All the difference between being safe and being attacked by... Heaven knows what.
I've my motorboat moored in that little cove around there. And Mrs. Chalmers feels better sleeping on the land. So whenever night is coming on, we stop and pitch camp.
Are you a trader, young man?
No, not exactly, ma'am. I came down here originally to capture wild animals and train them for circus.
Oh.
Then the first thing I knew, I was getting into one adventure after another.
I see your point. You're an adventurer.
Well, in a manner of speaking, but not the way you mean, sir. I try to right wrong, not make them.
Yes, yes, of course, of course. There are adventurers and adventurers, my dear chap.
Well, for instance, there was a man named Dirk Romney who called himself Hawk Ruder.
Was? Is he dead?
Yes, ma'am, he's dead. He died very suddenly. Well, as I was saying, this Hawk Ruder was chief of a band of river pirates. Mm. He was the black sheep of a good English family.
Oh.
You may have heard of his brother, Craig Romney, Reverend.
Craig Romney? Yes, indeed. Well-known explorer. Died someplace down here, I believe.
Yes, I buried him.
Indeed.
He was murdered by his brother, Dirk.
Oh.
And his wife and baby were kidnapped by the pirates.
Oh, terrible.
They held me up as I was starting out in my canoe. I was unable to rescue the woman because they threatened to throw her and the baby overboard unless I surrendered.
What?
At that time, I had no idea who she was.
How did you find out?
As the big war canoe came near me, I saw the young woman put the baby's nursing bottle into the water. After they left, I got it and found a note inside telling me her name.
I say, but how did you find her husband?
I figured it out. The woman's clothes were crisp and fresh-looking. So our camp couldn't have been far away. I noticed the direction from which the war canoe came, went that way, and soon found the Romney camp.
And the young woman's husband is dead?
Yes, ma'am. And so were his two assistants.
Oh.
Well, I buried them and raised two wooden crosses over the graves to mark the spot. I'll show you where they are, Reverend. Your people back in England may be interested.
Indeed they will. Thank you. I'll see that the bodies are taken back home.
But how did you know the brother had committed the crime, young man?
Well, ma'am, I found Craig Romney's diary in which he said there was only one man in the world he feared, his brother.
By Jove, why, this is like a mystery story, isn't it, Mary?
Yes, indeed.
How did you locate the missing brother?
By accident. That night, as I slept by my campfire, the diary was stolen from my kit bag. In the morning, I saw imprints of bare feet in the sand. I followed and came upon a sprawled body.
Of the other Romney?
No, it was a native. With his dying hand, he managed to scrawl in the sand the statement that he had stolen a book from Hawk Ruder. And Bruder, when he got it, shot him down.
Oh.
God.
Well, I figured that book was only of vital interest to one man.
To Craig Romney's brother?
Exactly. I trailed this Hawk Bruder, but got captured by him.
But how did you escape?
The brother of a native Bruder killed in cold blood saved us and brought us revolvers. When he took us to where Bruder was, Bruder made a move to shoot me, but my hand was quicker than his.
Yes, yes, we understand.
Oh, thanks, Reverend. Well, Polo and I were starting back...
What is it, Jim? Come quick. Something fall out from sky. Big silver bird without wings.
What does he mean?
I don't know, ma'am. What are you talking about, Cole?
Come quick, Master Jim. Cole will show you where big silver bird lands with big noise.
Cole must have seen what caused that crash a moment ago. Show us, Cole. Quickly now.
It sounds like an airplane, but I didn't hear its engine.
Look. Look over there in bushes.
Why, what can it be?
Bless my soul, I never saw such an odd machine.
It's some kind of airplane. There must be somebody in it. Come along, Reverend.
Certainly, I'm right with you. But
Where could it have come from?
Well, that's what we'll find out in a minute. If anyone's left alive, tell us.
Hurry, Cole.
Yes, sir.
Hurry, Reverend. I see it is some kind of an airship.
And there are three people in it. Let's get them out. Stand back, sir. I'll break the window with my revolver butt.
What? Whatever sort of costumes are they wearing? I never saw anything like them.
Well, never mind that. Let's get them out. The girl first.
Right.
She's still breathing. Not easy now.
Easy?
Come on up. Lay her down here while we pull the other two out. Come on, Polo. Give me a hand.
Oh, a girl. A girl. Is she hurt?
Yes, attend to her, Mary. Yes, there are two others that we must look after.
Easy, Polo. Easy now. That's it. That's it now. Look. Look, this one's coming too. It'll be all right in a minute. Get the other fellow, Colo.
Yes. Dale. Flash. Where are you?
They speak English. Well, who can they be?
This fellow, master. He opening eyes.
Dale. Are you all right?
Take it easy, old man. Everybody's all right. But you've had a nasty crack-up. Who are you?
I'm Flash Gordon. Where's my fiancée, Dale Arden?
My wife is attending to her. She'll be all right soon.
Who are you? Where are we?
I'm Jungle Jim. And this is the Reverend and Mrs. Chalmers.
Yes, sir.
My boy, Cole, who saw you crash and brought us here. You're in the Malay jungle. Where are you from?
Mongo.
Mongo?
The girl is asking for someone by the name of Flash.
Oh, Dale, darling, I'm here. Are you all right?
Yes. Are you all right? Where are we?
We're back on the earth here. Somewhere in the jungle.
Flash! Dale!
Yes, Doctor. We're safe and among friends.
Thank God.
Amen. Where is this place called Mongo?
Don't ask me. Ask Dr. Zarkov there.
It is a newly discovered planet. We landed there in a rocket ship and were marooned.
Zarkov? Are you the famous Dr. Zarkov who was lost about 2 years ago?
Yes. Somebody still remembers me.
Remembers you, of course. What a sensation when the news gets out. Imagine you're returning.
I'm sorry, but I don't know what this is all about.
Well, it's a ghost. Fascinating mystery, which will no doubt now be cleared up.
Yes, that's right. It's a long story, but right now we'd like some food and some sleep.
And some decent clothes.
And you shall have all three. My camp is right over there.
Thank you. Are you able to walk, Dale?
Yes. My headache. But I'll be all right soon.
We are lucky to escape without serious injuries.
Oh, yes.
You are indeed. Where were you going, Gordon?
Well, that doesn't matter now. But since we're here, we're going to get back to the good old USA as soon as we can.
Well, after you've recovered from your crash, we'll see about getting you to the mainland somehow. You can get a boat from there.
Thanks. You see, Dale and I want to be married as soon as possible. That's why we're in such a hurry to get back to civilization.
I see. Well, of course, that's sort of out of my department, but maybe the Reverend here can fix you up, Gordon.
Oh, will you, Reverend?
Yes. Will you, sir?
Well, that is something that can't be decided in a hurry, my young friend. Suppose you come back to my camp and we'll talk it over.
Be sure to be with us next week at the same time for the next episode of Flash and Jungle Jim. It looks very much like a wedding is to brighten the age-old silence and mystery of the jungle, and of course you don't want to miss that. By the way, how about your poster stamps? Are you cutting them out of the Comic Weekly every Sunday? Well, be sure to get your Comic Weekly next Sunday with your Hearst Sunday newspaper, where you will find another half page of these colored poster stamps drawn by real artists, specially for you. And then next week at the same time, be our guest at a real jungle wedding, which will feature the next chapter in the adventures of Flash and Jungle Jim.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.